Live from Salamanca Square, celebrating Shorts Day, Stage 80 Shorts Day, still co-hosted by Mitchie McPherson. Salamanca Square, come on down and say good day. Obviously, we're going to have some very special guests all morning, including this next bloke. Please welcome to the show from a Tasmanian Lifeline. This is awesome. It's a new relationship that, Mitchie, you've been having with a guy called Ben as well. So please welcome to the show from a Tasmanian Lifeline, Mr. Ben Fisher.
Thanks for having me, guys, and thanks to your new co-host, Mitch, for the invite.
No, very welcome. Nate just said we're having a relationship, but that's a good way to introduce it.
It's a beautiful relationship. Yeah. Ben, I mean, can you talk to us about a Tasmanian Lifeline first, for people who don't know what this is?
Yeah, so a Tasmanian Lifeline started about 13 months ago, funded by the state government when COVID first came in, understanding that everyone was in lockdown, making it hard for people to get out and get support. So they decided that maybe a phone line is what we need to do. We've put the phone line in place, and now we're sort of coming out of the other side of COVID. What we've realised is that the 1800 98 44 34, to give it a bit of a plug, is also really filling some gaps for people that are in sort of queues waiting to get to their doctor or waiting to get to their psychologists or social workers. So we're really finding that it's becoming an essential service, and it's really proud, and the team's really privileged to be a part of providing this service for Tasmania.
And so this was going to be a temporary thing, but now how long is it locked in for?
Yeah, it was a pilot program, so we started off for a year. We got some bridge funding to continue, and now it's just been announced that we're going to be around for another 3 years to be able to continue to support the community. So the community can now sort of feel a little bit more secure in that they've got someone they can call when they're in need.
As someone who's struggled, one of the hardest things is when I can't get into my GP or I can't get into my psychologist, because even my GP's busy. The other day I just need to see him about something, and he's like, oh yeah, it's nearly a 2 week wait. So you can't have that conversation, and then, you know, your psychologist, I'm now booked in at the end of the year in November because there's wait lines. So this is so important that Tasmanians can call again, 1800 98 44 34 anytime.
And Benny, can I just ask about the callback element of it as well, which I think, I mean, that's what I love about it. So maybe tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's quite unique, and it's one of the only phone lines in Australia for mental health support where we can actually give a call back to someone. So you might call in, tell me about the doctor's appointment or the psychologist's appointment you've got. You're quite nervous about it. Your anxiety's starting to sort of feel a bit butterfly. Yeah. You can call in, have a chat to us about it. And then one of our support workers, who are all really highly trained, will then say, oh, look, we can hear that it could be a bit of a struggle. We'd really like to give you a call back and see how your appointment went, and we can follow it up. And we can call them back as many times as we need, as well as they can call in when they need us as well.
Wow, what a special feature. I mean, how great is that for people to have that, I guess, that check-in feature as well? Because, I mean, calling the number is hard enough for many people, but to have that ability for people to call back and check in on those people, do you think this is something that is going to play a huge role?
Yeah, to be fair, it's something that the people and the public are really enjoying. We talk a lot about being isolated and lonely, and having that follow-up service and having someone showing that they care, being able to give them a call. People are standing around waiting for calls because they're really connected with us, and they know that we care, and that's what they're looking for.
And Mitchie, I mean, we were talking about it earlier in the show, checking in is one of the most important things when having that conversation, because, yeah, as you know, as important as that first conversation, it's then checking in again and again to see how they're going.
Yeah, and I mean, having that call back, I mean, that's amazing that you might be just a little bit nervous about an appointment next week, and the fact that someone from the team can give you a buzz just to give you that little prep up, make sure before you go to an appointment or afterwards just to check in. So as I said, when we connected a couple of months ago, I absolutely loved it, and we at Stage 80 spruik this. We think it's a really, really important service, and to hear that it's going to be ongoing funded for the next few years is, you know, absolutely incredible.
Yeah, totally. I guess that number once again, 1-800-98-4434. Ben, there's also an announcement on the show as well, I believe. Is there a number that we can, is it funding that we're talking about as well?
Yeah,
which is pretty exciting.
We're around for another 3 years now. So state government's recognised that we're really playing a big part in supporting the mental health, and it's great that Mitch and Stay Chatty provide this sort of awareness, but then it's great to have an extra resource so we're not having those waiting times, and in between those waiting times, knowing that you've got a number that you can call, and you know, you might be providing support to one of your friends, and as you guys have both spoken about looking after yourself as well, you know, if you're not in the right headspace, then it's pretty hard to provide support for someone else. So be able to call in, check in with yourself, check in with our support workers, and then get some advice to then talk to your friends and family and work colleagues, sportsmen.
Well, but can I ask you as well, so we usually read the Lifeline number out in the show, you know, and yeah. to say to call that, is this the number that we should be reading out now for Tasmanians?
Yeah, well, the opening hours that we have are between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m.
Yep.
And what we spruik as the support workers and the team, and we relate to ourselves as a big team, we remain anonymous, and anyone that calls in can remain anonymous. We'll say that if you're in crisis or if you need support, obviously if it's intimate suicide, then call 000.
Yep.
But call outside of 8 p.m, call 13 11 14. But from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m, you can call the 1-800 number for anything. And that's what we're really here, and that's what I really want to raise, is that let's not wait till you're in crisis. Let's knock at this on the head really early, and let's get people talking about it. As soon as you recognise things aren't right, or if you recognise that one of your friends or your colleagues is just a little bit out of sort, then have that chat. And if you're unsure of what the answers are, then give us a call and we can help. It might even be that you sit down with your friend, put them on speakerphone, and you do it together.
Totally. Well, Ben, mate, thank you so much for joining us. Ben Fisher from a Tasmanian Lifeline. It's an awesome thing. Again, for those people listening, that number, 1-800-984434. Ben, we can't thank you enough for coming down and joining us this morning for Short Stay.
No worries, guys. You can also book online as well, which is a really important part. Sorry, I wish I'd mentioned it earlier.
No, please.
But for someone that might struggle, or someone that's never picked the phone up before, just because they're a bit hesitant, you can go onto our webpage, which is www.tasmanianlifeline.com, and there'll be a calendar there where you can book a day and a time, and we'll give you a call. So you don't have to make that initial step. You can actually book a call and we'll call you just to take that bit of a barrier down.
Another amazing feature. Ben awesome. Fisher, thank you so much for joining us. We really do appreciate you coming down. Braving the cold, braving the conversation, live from Salamanca Square with Mitchie McPherson for the shortest day of the year.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.